All right, friends. Hey, let's put on our pay attention glasses.
Pumpkins.
Oh, yours are pumpkins?
Yep.
Pumpkins. Nice. Mine are grapes. I should make them smaller. Okay.
All right, let's put on our listening ears.
Are they on straight?
Looks good. All right.
Super.
All right, let's take our lips and get them ready. Zip, lock, and button.
Good job. Now we need to get our hearts prepared now that everything else is taken care of. So let's fold our hands and let's bow our heads and let's pray. God, thank you for loving us so much. Help us to listen and understand this part of your big story. Thank you for being a father who always keeps his promises. Help us always to remember we can trust you to do anything you say you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Hey, we're going to get ready to get into God's word, the Bible. So let's do our rhyme. I open my Bible and what do I see? God's big story waiting for me. All right. So here we go, friends. God promised Abraham and his wife, Sarah, a big family. But there was one big problem. They were way too old to have kids.
Yeah, they were.
They were really, really old. So if you think God kept his promise to Abraham and Sarah, show me a thumbs up. That's right. Keep listening. See what happens. One day, Abraham saw three men coming to his tent. Okay. And he didn't know it. But check this out, friends. They were messengers sent by God.
Awesome.
Abraham invited them in and to have a rest.
If you think the men stopped to rest, show a thumbs up. Yes, they did. The men agreed to stop and rest. Speaking through one of the messengers, God told Abraham that in 1 year, Sarah would have a baby boy. Whoa. Sarah heard what the man said and laughed. Have a baby?
She was really old. How's that going to happen? That's crazy.
I know. She was really old. If you think God kept his promise and Sarah had a baby, show me a thumbs up. You're right. A year later, just as God had promised, Sarah gave birth to a baby boy. Yay! God kept his promise. Abraham and Sarah named the baby Isaac. I like that name, which means laughter.
Oh, I get it. Oh, that's really
awesome.
Cool. So Abraham and Sarah discovered that God keeps his promises even when it seems impossible. If you think God always keeps his promises, show me a thumbs up. Friends, today we learned that God keeps his promises. Sometimes we may have to wait a long, long time for something good to happen, or sometimes we may think things are too hard or too difficult, but we can remember nothing is too hard or too difficult for God.
Nope.
And God will always, always, always keep his promises, just like he did with Abraham and Sarah. So we should say a prayer right now and thank God.
Oh, I agree. Dear God, thank you so much that you keep all of the promises that you make to us. Help us to just learn to be just like you. And when we make a promise, help us to know and to trust that we should keep it as well. Thank you for loving us so much. And all God's children said, amen.
So let's talk about our story, friends.
Yes.
And what did God, see if you can remember this. What did God promise Abraham and Sarah? Do you remember? That's right. He promised them a baby.
Yep. How did Sarah respond when she heard about God's promise?
Oh, I know this one.
I know. I bet you do.
Because I like to laugh.
Yep.
Sarah laughed.
That's right. She laughed. And what did Sarah and Abraham name their baby?
Ooh, that's kind of tricky.
Yeah.
I think it meant laughter.
It did. Oh! Isaac.
All right. Thanks, friends.
We are on it today.
Have you ever had to wait a long time for something?
Yes.
How did it feel like when you were waiting?
Like it's forever and forever.
Yeah.
And more forever. Yeah.
Sometimes that's really, really tough.
Yeah.
So the messengers that were sent by God asked, is anything too hard for God?
Mm-mm.
No. So, friends, what's something that's hard for you to do?